Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson, we're your hosts this morning for this fabulous Tuesday morning. And we are in a powerful, powerful book study of soul psychology by Dr. Joshua David Stone. And we're currently in chapter 13, which deals with psychoepistemology. These are esoteric teachings. And we've already been through the journey of understanding our bodies, and now he's dealing with creating not only our bodies, but our minds and the various levels of consciousness in our minds. We've discovered that we have 22 chakras. And in this particular chapter, he's talked about the masculine and feminine energies, how we perceive our life experiences through our psychoepistemology, which is the knowing of the mind or the mind's knowledge. And sometimes these epistemologies are not very well balanced. And yesterday was a powerful, powerful lesson because he was really trying to stress to us or express to us that our main purpose in life is to wake up from the delusion and demonstrate our Christ consciousness on earth. I thought that was such a powerful statement. You know, we need to move away from, I'm in a bad mood today, and I can be positive half the time and negative half of the time. And, we should not try to create a balance between darkness and light because we are light. And so everything that we do should be moving in the direction of being light, of being love, of being the full expression of the Christ consciousness 24/7, 365 days out of the year. So today we're going to move into attitudinal healing. We're going to look at that, and we're going to look at the victim consciousness and some other psychological lenses that we tend to view or filter our life experiences through that really don't help us that much, okay? And so our goal here is, of course, to get rid of the negative ego. We want to be in Christ consciousness. And so you want to know how? Well, we're sharing with you now how. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Sin.
Can you take us into our opening prayer this morning?
Okay. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we have the power to breathe and move and have our being in you and the Christ mantle of consciousness, we are grateful as you shower down on us power every single day to have movement and life itself. Thank you for breathing into us and touching our parents to bring us in this dimensional reality. Let us honor ourselves and you by living that life of the Christ consciousness and walking in peace and by the power of the Holy Spirit in us, as always we should. We burn a candle that's eternal, not burn in the wind to be destroyed by anything. You are the eternal flame in us. And by that power, I ask that you grant us wisdom, understanding, and benevolence to ourselves and to others, and treat them as we wish to be treated always, and say the right things and the right action, and have the right power of mind. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So most people have never trained in the science of attitudinal healing. Traditional personality level psychology practiced by 90% of the psychologists, the marriage and family and child counselors and social workers and psychiatrists will tell you that it is wrong to get rid of your negative emotions. They believe that it is wrong to deny them. They hold that one should acknowledge them and then release them. But if you remain identified only at the personality level of existence, this may be good advice. However, if you would like to realize your soul level of existence and participate in true ascension, this belief will have to change. It is not in harmony with the dictates of your own soul. The soul will have you always respond to every situation with your Christ consciousness, unconditional love, forgiveness, responding instead of reacting, loving your enemy, maintaining inner peace, no matter what is going on outside of self, and transcending duality. Okay, so here's the thing. You guys have free will, and you can do whatever you want. If you want to believe in the theory or the practice where they say, you know, don't beat yourself up over your negative feelings, which I totally agree. Just allow yourself to go through and feel that feeling and then move on. That's okay. That can be your path. What Joshua Stone is challenging us with is for that not to be enough. If we are truly on our spiritual path, we have to take that information and go a step further, where we willfully move into Christ consciousness. Do you really believe that responding out of anger and defensiveness, upset, fear, depression, attack, and violence, and even revenge, do you really believe that those are appropriate responses for a son or a daughter of God?
Yeah.
Look at the examples of the great masters who have lived on this plane. Look at Buddha. Look at Jesus, Muhammad, Krishna, Confucius, Yogananda, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama. Look at what they taught and the example that they lived. Who do you want as your model? Do you want a traditional counselor or one of the great saints and spiritual masters? So besides the advice of the counselor, I mean, some people hold their parents' philosophy as a psychological filter, and other people retain a cultural filter, such as the Jewish culture or Indian culture. Every culture has a unique belief, just as each race does. And we may also view the world through a socioeconomic filter or an astrological filter, or our race structure, and often through certain archetypes. Dr. Reggie teaches a whole class on archetypes. So everything from the planet we live on to the religion that we practice and our political inclinations, as well as our past lives, they create filters that distort our perception. We all like to feel that we see clearly, but the fact is that our view of reality is much more affected by these filters than we realize. And the more advanced we get in our evolutionary processing, the more we need to shed these filters. These filters are defining your life experience. And that's the number one problem when you're trying to manifest, is your limiting belief or your limiting beliefs based on these perceptions. Are you connecting the dots here?
Yes.
Are you? I am. So let's move in and talk and focus a little bit on victim consciousness. And this really stood out for me because there are so many people who live in that frame of consciousness or that state of consciousness. It is one of the most pervasive and blinding psychological filters, the victim mentality. I see this mentality in a great many lawsuits that people win for the most bizarre reasons, such as the woman who was awarded a major settlement because the McDonald's coffee that she spilled on herself was hot. At times it seems as if no one will accept responsibility for anything that happens to him or her. So the Menendez brothers, they admitted to murdering their parents. However, they weren't responsible because they were abused as children. Rodney King was severely beaten by police officers, and it was even videotaped. But the jury couldn't figure out who was the cause and who was the victim. We probably have the best jury system in the world. However, what it was not taken into consideration is how disturbed and unclear people sitting on the jury are. We see not through our eyes, but through our minds. In the polls regarding the O.J. Simpson trial, most blacks saw him as innocent, and most whites saw him as guilty. Could there be a lens operating here? Probably. And on both sides. So I sometimes think that this victim mentality is tied to the religious filter in which some are taught to see themselves as lowly worms tainted by original sin. Because we are so lowly, we need someone else to protect us. And we tell ourselves, given our flaws, we can't possibly do anything right. So that's another dysfunctional filter. How about this? That we're seeing life through the eyes of a critical parent. And in this case, we become the fault finder. So hypercritical of ourselves that we believe we can't do anything right. or we flip-flop between feelings of inferiority and superiority. Both of those are equally distorted views. So one, often these feelings of inferiority and superiority, they lead us to fear and attack rather than to love. And the transcendence of the negative ego consciousness is such a revolutionary new concept to the earth that most people have never been exposed to it. They see no way out of being trapped in the polarities and the dualities. And this completely colors their vision and their relationship. Have you guys, I know a lot of you, have moved into counseling or ministering to your friends and to your family? And have you tried to raise them up or lift them up, but they have one justification after another why their life isn't working? Here you are telling them, this is what all you need to do. It's so simple, you know. And they will present one argument after another. Well, you just don't understand. You don't know what the reality is. They meet you with one argument after another. They want to remain in their mess. And will fight with you almost to remain in their mess, to remain a victim. It is the most insane thing I have ever experienced. But now, rather than me getting frustrated, I'm moving in my Christ consciousness. And you know what? I love them where they are. I plant my seed. They can reject it or accept it. It's been planted. And I love them where they are. The Bible tells us, quickly agree with your adversary. I'm even practicing it at work. When they want to start challenging things, I just quickly agree. I say, you're absolutely right. And then I move on to say, now, I think we can fix it this way. What do you think? Just agree. And what makes it so easy for me to move there is I live in the consciousness that everything is in divine order. Whatever that person is doing or believing, it's their path to discover who they really are. In time, it may be in this lifetime or another. I can't dictate how much time it will take. But they will move into the truth of who they are. And there won't be a need to be a victim. Being a victim gives you an excuse to not take responsibility. And here's the truth. We know the truth here on Circles of Prosperity, that we created our experience. We create our experience with our thoughts. So if we're in a mess, we are the cause. And if we want to get out of the mess, we must be the cause. You know, I really want you to pay attention to some of the things that you repeat over and over again that you believe to be true. But these are statements that are not quite coming from Christ consciousness. Stop and say, where is this thought coming from? Is this a loving thought? Is this a forgiving thought? Or is this some negative thought that I'm spewing and repeating because I've heard it so many times? I need to clear this out of my consciousness because it's not serving me or humanity. What are you thinking and what are you saying? Are you taking responsibility for everything that you're going through right now? If you continue to tell the same story over and over again to anyone that will listen, you're playing the victim. And you're continuously creating the mess that you're in, that you so desperately believe that you want to get out of. But are you willing to do what is necessary to get out of that mess? There's another form of psychology by Jung. And he had this theory called owning your shadow. I have great respect for Carl Jung. However, he was not a God-realized being. Jung is regarded as one of the more advanced psychological theories because he integrated a spiritual component. But the problem with Jung was that he didn't go as far as, let's say, Yogananda or Sai Baba or Ascended Master. Any Ascended Master would have. Jung was a catalyst, but was not completely self-realized in his own understanding. He was a great breath of fresh air to the godless study of psychology that was currently in place at the time that he lived. Many Jungian psychologists believe that it is important that each person integrate his or her shadow. Now, Joshua Stone disagrees with this. He says, God is light and we are light, and there is no shadow within us. God is love, God is light, God is positivity. And any shadow that we experience is created by the negative ego. God did not create the negative ego. Humankind did. He believes this so fervently, he has repeated it several times throughout this book. We must not deny the negative ego, but need to recognize it. We need to acknowledge it, but we also need to take responsibility for it. And then we need to release it. The whole purpose of life, here he goes again, is to transcend the negative ego, not to incorporate it. To incorporate your shadow would be to say you want to incorporate darkness and sickness or negativity into your being. And the idea here is to deny your shadow. If you turn on the light switch in a dark room, the darkness is going to disappear. I know, Dr. Reggie, you teach on the shadow self. You want to share a little bit of...
Yes. In ancient studies, people talked about the shadow self in shamanism and in the Tao and in Wicca and other traditions that are earth-based. They talk about the darkness, that you have to expose yourself and go through the whole process of recognizing the dark self and the shadow self and the negative ego, and then climb out of it and never look back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of the shadow self. And we teach it in the earth-based religions, because when you expose that self and know who you are, you don't hurt yourself because of that. You recognize it and move on. Many people, because of their embedded theological principles and beliefs, that they are born in original sin, are holding on to that belief that they're lowly creatures and not worthy of God. And that's insane. You are worthy. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go through the process of the shadow self, forgive yourself and move on into the light. That's what the teachings are in the ancient times.
Wow. So even in earth-based religions, they recognize you can't take this darkness into the light. You know, you need to clear it out of the way and move forward. And don't beat yourself up over it. So you don't try to embrace it and make it a part of you. And I know that there's a theory out there that says, oh, embrace the negative because it reveals the positive. And I know that there may be some truth to that, but he is asking you to take that, those beliefs, and put them to the side and move strictly to, I need to get rid of this negative ego I need to get rid of the shadow self, and I need to move into my full natural state of consciousness, which is that of light and Christ consciousness. You know, he says that Carl Jung, although he was a great man and a great teacher, he did not understand the difference between the negative ego and Christ thinking. And he says, I believe that he got very confused at this point because his concept of the self was good, but his psychology was not completely of the self and soul. It was much closer than any other psychologist had come, but it was not an ascended master's perspective on psychology. Jung's philosophy was a mixture of soul and personality level psychology. And this was a definite improvement, as I've said before. But this is why I refer to him as a great catalyst. So be clear on his perceptual filters. And here's my point, or Joshua Stone's point. He says, again, you are God, you are light, you are positivity. And the only darkness that lives within you is the darkness that you allow in. Taking responsibility. You know, what I find so interesting about this particular chapter is that he repeats things over and over, the same things over and over. This is so important for him to ingrain in you at this time. He says, it is absolutely essential that you understand that we all have a negative ego potentiality, and that we all have negative ego within us that we haven't cleared yet. But there are some deluded souls who go around thinking that Satan, the devil, the dark brotherhood, or the negative ego doesn't exist. And this is very dangerous. Because in thinking this, you know what they've done? They have been taken over by the dark side. So we need to get clear on how both the negative ego and the Christ mind work within us. If we deny the existence of the negative ego thinking as a potentiality, then we are sure to be victimized by it. The ideal here is to make negative ego thinking, or the shadow, unmanifest potential. It is also essential not to judge others for manifesting negative ego consciousness. I love the way Star for Wednesday said it on Friday. She says, you know, we need to be grateful for those who show us how not to be. And we need to thank them for showing us how not to be. And I thought that was a beautiful way. It's a part of your learning. And she was even talking about it in terms of children. When you're raising your children, she says one parent will show the child how to be. Another parent from time to time is showing the child how not to be. And as an adult, if you go back and think about your life, and in your, when you were at home with mom and dad, weren't there times when you say, you know what, when I grow up, I don't want to be like that? Or when I grow up, I want to be like that. And not so much even mom and dad. There may be other adults around you that you said, oh, this is how I want to be, and this is definitely how I don't want to be. I remember the moment that I decided I would never smoke. I saw a woman. She was just absolutely beautiful. I thought she was the prettiest thing on the earth. She was a neighbor. And then what happened? She lit a cigarette, and the image was just so harsh for me. I said, ooh, I will never smoke. I'm grateful that she showed me how not to be. Okay. I am going to cut this lesson short this morning. If you have purchased a book on soul psychology, I would like for you to continue reading this chapter on psychoepistemology and some of the filters and philosophies that serve us and those that don't quite serve us that well. And he has a wonderful visualization, healing visualization, at the end of the chapter. Several of them. One for cosmic healing. He has a spiraling golden white light auric healing, cosmic Christ chakra healing, and angelic emotional healing. And the Buddha opens your third eye. These are great visualizations for you to practice. So I encourage you to look at chapter 13, the end of chapter 13 for those visualizations. Tomorrow we're going to move into how to clear the negative ego through the science of the rays. It's an introduction to the seven rays. And there's actually more than seven, I'm sorry, the 12 rays. My voice is really going out this morning, so I'm cutting it short. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Father, we thank you for this lesson and the blessing that it brings. Help us to understand those people who temporarily get taken over by the dark brotherhood without realizing it, and will say negative, ugly things to people, even those who they love, and they don't even realize it. Help us to be clearly on the path and always in the light of the Holy Spirit, no matter what we do or think. And let us be always mindful of who we are, our speech, and what we do. We believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is. Have a blessed day.